Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bose. The pandemic and all the ensuing business disruption has not changed one key factor in the world of work, that most major organizations need to reskill their employees. Back in 2019, the ILO Global Commission on the Future of Work stated, "Today's skills will not match the jobs of tomorrow, and newly acquired skills may become quickly obsolete." And this commission strongly recommended that governments, employers, and workers invest in education and training, calling upon its member states to establish lifelong learning systems as a joint responsibility of governments, employers, and workers' agencies. But the word reskilling gets thrown around a lot. I've talked about it a lot and even presented on it a few times. What does reskilling really mean? I think it's helpful to understand the term in a little bit of context. In the last few years, a number of respected organizations have aimed to better understand what reskilling really means in terms of content, format, and financial investment. So let's talk about content. What's unique about reskilling is it's not just a medium of learning something new, but it's about learning something new in service of a better outcome, which is usually the successful transition into a new job or the ability to successfully take on new tasks. As such, reskilling refers not only to learning very job-specific technical skills, but also acquiring better competencies, core competencies such as adaptability, communication, collaboration, and creativity. As for formats, there are really three main learning formats in which reskilling can take place. One, formal learning involves going back to a college, a university, or a more formal official training institution to acquire some type of degree or certification. There's non-formal learning, which involves learning activities organized by a training provider or an employer that don't lead or count towards a recognized qualification or certificate. And finally, informal learning, usually learning from colleagues and supervisors or even on your own time. And choosing the right format that's right for any employee or employer really depends on the desired outcomes situation. Right now, in the current economic crisis, where speed, agility, and rapid transformation are the order of the day, it usually means short, informal learning experiences will likely be the most effective. However, looking long-term in a recovering economy, one may value more deeper expertise and the prestige of a degree, in which case more formal learning experiences might be best. And lastly, briefly on financial investment. This differs all over the world, but the World Economic Forum and Boston Consulting Group estimated the cost of reskilling an employee is approximately $25,000 USD per person. That cost pales in comparison to the cost of finding talent outside the organization. You've got to find them, you've got to recruit them, you've got to onboard them, you've got to do some kind of training for them as well. That's usually going to be much more than $25,000 per new hire. And the World Economic Forum recommends that these investments should be jointly borne by employees, employers, and governments as each entity benefits from reskilling of their workforce. Employees have demonstrated their willingness and interest. Employers probably need to step up more to the table because right now, Deloitte reports only about 17% of companies have made meaningful investments in reskilling initiatives. The pandemic hasn't changed the fact that there are disconnects between the skills people have and the skills organizations need to meet their strategic objectives going forward. It's maybe put a pause on some of these reskilling objectives, but it hasn't ended them. And soon we're going to be thinking about how we get the type of people that we need to fill the jobs that we have in order to execute on the strategies of tomorrow. This was a super interesting report from the World Economic Forum. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.